Game on 2FM. Game on.
Racing.
And it is the week of the DDF Irish Derby weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Willie McCreary, the ex-Kildare footballer turned horse trainer, is joining us now. Good evening to you, Willie.
Good evening. How are you, John? How are you?
Ruby's with us as well.
Yeah, hi, Ruby.
As well, Will. All right, all good.
All good, thank God.
William, sure, like me, you have great memories of Irish Derby weekend, crowd, atmosphere, etc. that came with it. Newbridge, Kildare Town. Can the Curragh ever get back to those days?
Hey, look, you'd love to see them, but I remember my first abiding thing was in Sir Harry Lewis in, I think, 84. I was in the National Stud, and I think it was there was a bomb alert, and everyone was told to get off the stands, and we kept going up higher to get a better view in the stands until everyone came off the stands to see the race, you know. But that day, the infield was full, you know what I mean? There was thousands in the infield. I don't know what the crowd was, but it was, you know, it was a huge occasion, hurdy-gurdies everywhere, and now it's not that anymore. I don't know why not, but it's still a big, huge thing in the Kildare calendar, I suppose. You know, it's the middle of summer, isn't it? The longest day is today, and it's usually a great weekend, and hopefully this year will be again.
I can remember those days as well. Old Vic, Salcible, Generous, Balanchine, and even the French horses coming to win. But that was the clash. It was maybe the English Derby winner, the Oaks winner, taking on the French Derby winner. The French have changed their race. Is it time for maybe the Curragh to bite the bullet, go back to 10 furlongs and try and get that big clash to generate the atmosphere again?
Well, look at you, but then you'd have the people saying, no, you know, you can't do that. But I suppose the winner stands in Coolmore for, you know, 100 grand plus, and the second horse stands in Castlehyde for 4,000 or 5,000 as a national hunter. You know, that's the truth of it. You know, the 12 furlong is the type of horse, the type of stallion most people go to, and the mile horse, they're more popular. I mean, the Derby winners wouldn't be as popular a stallion as those other horses would. So I'd have to probably agree with you to bring it back to 12 furlongs. And you know, you want more horses in it too. You know what I mean? There's the last few years, I mean, if you take Aidan out of it, there's very, very few entries in it, do you know?
I mean, look, this year you have Westover, who's runner-up in the Epsom Derby, only for Aidan supplementing Tuesday, who's the Oaks winner. At least now you have a clash. But, like, the Curragh needs to do something. And do you think they will do something? Do you think the breeding industry will get behind them to do something? Because it is our flagship event.
It is our flagship event. But, I mean, when Aidan O'Brien wins it every year, there won't be change, really. I can't see change. But, I mean, you know, Galileo was the forefront of all those horses and before him was Sadler's Wells. And I mean, at the moment, there's nothing there to really fill in his boots at the minute. So, you know, you'd be looking at other stallions to probably take over. But I mean, the 12 furlong horse is ideally what people want now to mate with the 6 and 7 and mile fillies, you know. The mile and a half horses don't appeal to them. And likewise, I often wonder in the big sales where all these big price horses go when they don't run derbies. You know what I mean? I just don't know where they go. And it's a poor representation every year, really, of our industry. But and it's a very narrow one. And you know, it's fair achievement by Aidan to have so many runners in the race when you see other trainers around the world getting equally good horses and can't get them to the race.
Yeah, it is incredible achievement by Aidan O'Brien, but everything he does is absolutely incredible, and he's keeping it afloat pretty much on his own. But you look at the local area, Willie, and you look at the attendances, they've dropped from, you know, 25,000 at the Derby in 2015, 11 in 2019. In 2006, the three-day festival had 47,000 people. In 2019, it had 18,000. Do you have any idea why people aren't going to the Curragh?
Well, before that, you know, there was always the element that the Curragh was, you know, the elitist place to go. And until I'm a huge thing. And like in the Wednesday meeting, there was no one there. You know, the Wednesday evening meeting, I'm a huge thing on getting local people. I mean, like any shops, any food stores, they all have to shop, get local people in. And we've huge towns around the Curragh. You know, it's not isolated or anything. And we need to get more local people involved. You know, have kind of a betting thing involved in pubs and that, but not introducing money into it. I don't know how you'd have it, a betting league or something to get people to go racing. I don't know, we're not attracting the young people racing anymore, and that's a huge a huge problem HRI face, and we all face it together, because our industry won't survive if we don't get young people in. You know, when you go racing, and you know, I'm racing 5-6 days a week now, and it's the same faces you see racing. There's a very few young people, unless it's the college event.
Yeah, Willie, was the change from Sunday to Saturday, is that a factor?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think so. I think Saturday you'd probably attract more people even, you know, because like Sunday was always the GA things and then clashed with them other times, you know what I mean? So the Saturday evening isn't a bad thing, I think. I just think, I don't know why, but, you know, we used to have, you know, when Budweiser were there, I think Budweiser gave out a lot of free tickets to get people in race and then encouraged a lot of people in race, and then those huge crowds then. And I don't think that's, you know, it's discouraged instead of encouraged. And I think there should be, you know, in all, like if you go to Ballinrobe and there's huge support down there locally, I think we just have to shop local and get more local people. And when they did a development, I can't understand why the train line wasn't opened up directly from Dublin and have the train station right there. Even if it's only to open up once a year, it would have been a great thing when you're putting huge development, you know, 85 million into it, you know.
But that's what it is. It is a fantastic facility, and you drive by it, it's iconic. If the weather shines, it's beautiful, and you have three great days racing from Friday evening, Saturday afternoon, Sunday at the Pretty Polly. There is a really good racing across the weekend if they could just get the people to buy into it.
Yeah, there's huge prize money, and there is, like, I mean, last week, you know, we had Royal Ascot, and they were the best horses in the world, but equally, we have the best horses in Ireland and England here coming over for a lot of these races over the weekend, and you know, to get people to go racing, it is a worry, but you know, I'll be there, you'll be there, Ruby, and you know, lots more should be there, you know. Are we pricing ourselves out of the market? I don't know.
I've heard people complaining about that, but I'm not in a position to comment on it, because I've had the luxury of never having to pay into a race meeting in my life, so I'm certainly not going to comment on the price of it for anybody. But if 11,500 people would be in Malahide to watch the Irish cricket team in a T20 against India on Sunday afternoon, Willie, that's a wake-up call to Irish racing.
Yeah, it is a wake-up call. I mean, like, I don't know how to address it, really. Only we have the population, you know, to get down there if we just can get them there easily enough. It's just a lot of people now have gotten lazy to watch it on TV. There's great coverage on both RTE and Racing UK, and people get lazy. They do their bets on their phone before, you know, you do the bets racing. I mean, I'm a man, I take the money out of my pocket and put in the bet, give it to the bookie and either receive it back or go home crying. I hate this thing of I've never seen the money you've won. So that's my thing. I love to go racing. You always get better prices at the races. If you go up to a bookie and he's only giving you 7-1, you can ask him for 8s or 9s. He might give it, or go next door, he might give it. You have all those added advantages that you don't have by just clicking on the phone. Do you know what
cash,
I mean?
Yeah,
cash is king. Willie. Cash is morning king, approach, right. Friday night. Got a chance for our listeners?
Yeah, she has. You know, she likes a good galloping track, and the Curragh is a great galloping track. She was very unlucky there the last time. A good horse beat us the last time, and she won her last race, and she's still improving. I think the handicapper was fair on her the last day, so hopefully she loved that quick ground as well. So there's nothing negative about her.
That's great. Thanks for joining us, Willie, and enjoy the whole weekend as well, and hopefully it'll bring home the bacon for you. That's Willie McCreary there. Looking ahead to the DDF Irish Derby weekend, which is on RTE Radio and TV as well.